Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome in a guy that's been doing yeoman's duty along with Jim, reporting on all the sports, but right now it's the Pittsburgh Steelers for the most part. Jeff Hathorn joins us. Jeff, good morning to you, by the way.
Good
Jeff,
morning.
And happy holidays. It's now December. I don't know how we got here from March all the way until now. I have no idea how we got here, but we did. I'm going to ask you bluntly, are the Steelers getting screwed?
Well, we're all getting screwed with this pandemic, but the Steelers are taking the brunt of it. I don't think it's a conspiracy against the Steelers, but the circumstances have just put themselves to where they're the unfortunate victim, if you will, of everything that's going on with Tennessee and Baltimore. I mean, if it would have been another team, it would have been them.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's happened twice. But let's take the Steelers out of it, though, Jeff. It looks like, especially when you compare it to the Denver situation, there have been others. I mean, there was Tennessee earlier you mentioned. San Francisco was another one. But the Denver thing with no quarterback, and then the league says you've got to play, and you've got to play on this particular day. And then to sit there and just keep postponing and postponing and postponing the Ravens game, doesn't it look like a double standard?
It absolutely does. And you know what? I know a lot of people are honked off at Harbaugh, and I'm not ever a fan of the Harbaugh family. However, it's like, you know, if your brother asks for candy before he goes to bed and your mom allows it, you shouldn't be ticked at your brother. You should be ticked at your mom. And this is the same situation. All the anger should be at Roger Goodell because they're the ones that's allowing this. They could have just said, no, you're going to go up Tuesday, drive up in separate buses, and play the damn game because I said so. Not, we're going to let you vote. We're going to let you vote? Well, yeah, they're going to delay it so they can get people back. They can say whatever they want to say. And now they're going to play an afternoon game, which I've heard it's now moved to 11 o'clock. And they're going to play during the commercials of The Price is Right, just so they can make everybody happy.
You know what? I'd be okay with 11 o'clock. I'd actually be better with that
than
3:40.
No, you would.
I'm okay with that. Now, let me ask you this here, because here's the deal. I just keep going round and round with all of this. I don't mind everything that's gone on all that much, I guess. But I lost my train of thought for a minute. I keep coming back, Jeff, to the fact that the Steelers look at a situation and there's been all these different edicts issued. Why did they use the word forfeit whenever? Had they not used it, what's it going to take, I guess, to trigger forfeit? Why use it if you were not going to use it in literature if you weren't going to use it? You know what I mean? Like, they didn't have to use the word forfeit. Goodell didn't need to.
Well, it's a tough guy word, right? It's, you know, like, I'm going to kick your tail. You know, it's tough guy talk. Oh, we're going to make you forfeit. There's no way they're going to make them forfeit. And you know what? I'm not a big forfeit guy because it doesn't just affect that team, but it affects the integrity of other games. So if, you know, the Browns get a free win because of a forfeit, well, then that affects the Steelers and other teams because they didn't get the benefit of not having to play a game. So I'm not a big forfeit guy, and I think you're right. Why even say it if you really have no intention on using it? I think they threw it out there just to keep, you know, a team from throwing a Christmas party at the Lamont. they didn't want that type of super spreader. And if you did something that egregious that was public, maybe they would consider it. But even then, I don't think they would. And that's, it's a really good point. I don't know why you would say forfeit, because I can't see a scenario really where they would allow that or they would institute
I'm just not understanding if you, and that, I guess that's what I'm getting at here. If this doesn't rise to the level of reaching that threshold, what would?
I don't know. I guess you could think of something that would be worse, where they're all, you know, it's, again, it's somebody's backyard throwing a party in obvious disregard, or they decide to not wear masks at all. I don't know. But, you know, the one thing, you look at the NFL, you cannot tell me that they don't play favorites. I mean, the Saints ripped them for years for Bounty Gate. They ripped them over that pass interference call. And you think, really, that the New Orleans Saints were the only team that have celebrated in the locker room without masks, or celebrated a big win and been in violation of something, and they're the ones that lose a draft pick, and Tennessee skates, you know, or the Raiders, who have given the NFL problems for years under the Davis family. They lose a draft pick for a couple of guys going out to a charity event, essentially, and Tennessee and now Baltimore, it looks like, are going to skate. I don't believe that Baltimore is going to be punished. They're going to drag it out, and you watch. There'll be some, what will turn, in NFL terms, will be a menial fine.
You know, that's a weird thing, too, because when you look at franchises that have gone out of their way in instances starting as far back as the merger to accommodate the NFL, where the Steelers went from the NFL to the AFL, basically, and they led the way and took a couple other teams with them. You know, the Steelers were in the forefront of that. Roger Goodell probably owes his job to the Rooneys. And yet they don't seem to get any love, right, from the league when it comes back. It's almost like Goodell has to go out of his way to say, well, I'm not going to show favoritism toward the guys that got me my job.
And you know what, Jim? I wouldn't have a problem with that, because the league's supposed to be even for all teams. Like, you shouldn't show favoritism towards any. But you could tell, I mean, those two teams I mentioned, the Saints and Raiders, have been critical for years over different periods of time for the NFL. Why is it that they are the ones that lost draft picks?
Are
they the only ones that broke the rules?
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. Jeff Hathorn joining us. Okay, I am somebody who is staunchly in favor of almost all things that the Rooneys do. I think they're spectacular. I think what they do for the city, what they do for the region, what they've done for this franchise, it pretty much all works. They've fallen flat here, I think. This has forced a competitive disadvantage for the Pittsburgh Steelers, or given another team a competitive advantage when they shouldn't have had one. Did Art II speak up enough, and is it his place to speak up more vociferously? As Jim just pointed out, he pretty much got Roger Goodell his job, or his family did. Should he speak up? Is this a time where Art hardly ever speaks, but when he does, he carries a lot of weight. Should he speak up here, Jeff?
You know, it's a tough call for Art, and, you know, Art's a lawyer by trade. You know, if you speak up too much during a pandemic, do you come across as a whiny rich guy? And, you know, first world problems of an NFL team that has to wait a couple of days to play when there are millions out of work, the COVID rates are rising, and that's why I think you see, the Steelers aren't much to comment publicly on anything. But I think that's why you see, I think they assess the situation and say, you know what, globally, it'll be a bad look for us to really whine about having to move, a game a couple of days.
Their coach,
you know,
talked,
in their world,
might I interject
it's a
real
big
quick?
Deal. Yeah, go ahead.
Their coach and their organization talked about when they felt, and it offered no competitive disadvantage, when one player was accused of racism.
Yeah, and that's fair. It's fair. I'm just saying.
I'm not trying to sway your answer.
I'm just telling you that's what I think the Steelers are coming from. Yeah, they're upset. Look at the way the players reacted. You could tell, you know, you can read between the lines with Tomlin. He's going to, you know, put on a tough face. But, you know, Avery Williamson told the PM team that Tomlin was ticked when they moved it the first time. But his public comments aren't going to be that way. Again, I think because they don't want to appear, they don't want to be those, you know, face of rich people, millionaires, Tomlin included, that are whining about having to move their, you know, their work schedule for a couple of days during a pandemic.
But Jeff, they've not only had to move it once, not twice, but now a third time. Yeah. I'm going to make a broad assumption here that they're actually going to play tomorrow afternoon, which may be making a broad, like I said, a broad assumption. How would you expect
the Bucks
them
and
to
Royals
react
are going to first pitch at 12:35. This is the second end of the doubleheader.
Split squad, actually, the Steelers. Yes. One
yeah,
game.
Well, it is.
We'll go down to Greg Brown in Port Charlotte. He'll be in Port Charlotte. And yes. Anyway, continue.
But how would you expect them, you know, this whole light on the feet stuff and you know, guys are saying they don't even know what day it is anymore. And I don't blame them, but how would you expect them to react if, in fact, this game is played now for the third time after being rescheduled?
I don't know. I would say that they've handled every challenge so far this year. It will be tough. And you know, I think Baltimore will be fired up because Harbaugh's going to push this us against the world. Everybody thinks we stink. No one gives us a chance to win. So I think they'll be fired up. Will the Steelers be able to match that? I don't know. I mean, I'm sure their anger, Tomlin will do a good job of focusing that anger into this kickoff. I'll say this. Dolphins, Patriots a few years ago, be damned. If the Steelers go unbeaten in this year, it is by far the greatest unbeaten regular season ever. By far.
They better not lose to Cleveland at the very end when they're trying to be unbeaten.
Oof.
I'll tell you. Last thing for you. Do you know, as Jeff Hathorn joining us, he's been reporting on this story the whole way through. Do you happen to know, let's say things hold. What are the Ravens' travel plans as it is right now? Do you know?
I don't know. I can't imagine that they're going to make them come up day of for a 3:40 kick because that would make them, you know, leave early in the morning. But who knows? I don't know what their plans are. I know that they had issues. They wanted to be up here last night if they were going to play tonight.
And sleeping in FEMA tents in the parking lot.
Yes. But they, you know, the NFL didn't want them up here. I'm sure hotels up here were probably I'm sure they would want the income, but still, I don't know. I would assume that they're going to come up at some point today, even though the weather isn't very conducive to that, just because of a 3:40 start. But who knows? It could be like, you know, back in the an old high school game where you just travel day of, get in the bus right after, and head back down.
Right, stop in Breezewood, get a sandwich. It is what it
right.
is.
That's right, that's Sheetz. Make sure you get in there early.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, hey, James Harrison once rode cars all the way to Baltimore, right? I mean, that happened. He didn't like to fly. Jeff, you've been on this story. We thank you so very much. I don't know even what to say. We'll see if there's a game tomorrow. 3:40 suits our needs. I know that. As people who get up at 3 in the morning, I don't know if the same can be said about you. I want to see some.
Wait a minute. Now I'm starting to figure out why it's a 3:40 kick.
Yes.
Colony, Jim, you're throwing your weight around, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the Roonies have no sway, but I do.
We were actually pushing for 10:07 a.m. network time. They couldn't do that. Because Days of Our Lives is on or something.
Hopefully I'll talk to you guys after a game on Thursday.
That would be good, Jeff.
That would be nice.
We thank you as always, Jeff.
All right, see you guys.
All right, the best. Bye Jeff now. Hathorn. Oh, man. Jim, I couldn't imagine, like, by the way, I think there's somebody that has a more chaotic life than even Jeff and even you and even the people reporting. Could you imagine being Steelers PR man Bert Lauten right now?
I texted him the other day.
And?
I got the predictable response. Not for air. Not safe. NSFW.
Gotcha.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.